Welcome to the Inspirational Voice Message Line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you peace today and in the days ahead. Today's reading is from Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And he said to me, "Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll, then go and speak to the people of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Then he said to me, "Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it." So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. He then said to me, "Son of man, go now to the people of Israel and speak my words to them. You're not being sent to a people of obscure speech and strange language, but to the people of Israel. Not to many people of obscure speech and strange language whose words you cannot understand. Surely if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the people of Israel are not willing to listen to you because they're not willing to listen to me. For all the Israelites are hardened and obstinate. But I will make you as unyielding and as hardened as they are. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people." And he said to me, "Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you. Go now to your people in exile and speak to them. Say to them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says,' whether they listen or fail to listen." God blesses the reading of Scripture. Today's reading speaks as faith as a habit. What feeds the soul and perhaps even continues in earnest, no matter what the outcome. But faith can be formed over time through repeated practice, reading, studying, praying, focusing on sacred text. It's like any other habit. I look at it as putting on your work clothes. When you had that brand new job when you were younger, you put on that fancy new suit, or you put on that wonderful new dress, what made you feel confident? We can do that with our faith. We can put up that shield of faith. We can put on that armor, that coat of arms to fight the day. Why wait? Sometimes we think of God as rewriting our lives and the plan for our lives, and it will just happen. But he also calls us to stand up and suit up. See, habits can be formed as small practices that are built over time. There's an old quote that says, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great." If you want to start a habit, you have to just take the initial actions. And maybe that's just finding a good time of the morning or a favorite chair or a favorite drink. And then that's enough to start. And what starts out as a minute or two turns to 5, 10, 20, maybe even an hour long of prayer and devotion. You almost have to do it until you feel out of place or off kilter until you don't do it. Finding my morning meditation or my morning prayer time was exactly what I had to do to really make it part of a daily routine. Faith is a habit. And when you're thinking of prayer, don't expect prayer to be just our opportunity to ask for things. Prayer needs to be an all-day engagement. We need to thank the Lord for little things, big things, dark skies, clear skies, the rain, the sun. We thank him for gratitude, for things that we're grateful for. We ask for special needs and requests. But remember, the answers don't come in our time. They come in God's time. So building that habit, building that faith, can be small steps that can turn into large leaps down the road. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us the way to start. You can't run a marathon without taking those initial first steps. You can't hit the target if you never pull back the bow. Thank you for showing us the way. Thank you for allowing us to look at all the things that you've created for us, the small things, the large things, things to be grateful for, things to be sad about, the opportunities in sometimes the toughest situations. Thank you for the health that you provided, and please watch over us in the weeks to come, in the week ahead. And please understand that this habit of faith and this habit of devotion is one that will last our entire lives, but we have to start now and continue on this path that you have laid for us. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the virtual message today. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.